God's grace and peace be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our text is from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Galatians, the second chapter, where we read in the 20th verse, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Jesus' name, amen. The word paradigm is quite often used among us these days. A paradigm is a pattern, an example, a model. We need to accept and follow new paradigms, we're told. I've heard a great deal of that talk in these past months about healthcare and hospitals. Lutheran Hospital here in Fort Wayne is proposing a new paradigm for its operation to become for-profit rather than not-for-profit. But also in religious and spiritual matters, we are presented with new paradigms. That certainly could be said of the man Saul, who became the great Apostle Paul, the man whose conversion we celebrate on this day, January 25th, within the church. And it should also certainly be said of each of us that in Jesus Christ we exist in a new paradigm, for we have passed from death into life. Saul certainly wasn't looking for a new paradigm for living when he headed out of Jerusalem and journeyed to Damascus. As he describes himself in the first chapters of this letter to the Galatians, he writes, I intensely persecuted the church of Christ, the church of God, and tried to destroy it. I was advanced in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Why change? But changed he was. Notice, I didn't say he changed. God changed him. Slammed him down with a light from heaven and with a voice of authority. No person can say that Jesus is Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Saul was quickly calling Jesus Lord. And as spectacular as that all was for Paul, he later describes it with such gentleness. God, who set me apart from birth, and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Paul went from death to life, and he thanked God for changing him. He would have been destroyed by his sin and his self-righteousness. Instead, he became spiritually alive as God worked in him faith that his sins were forgiven freely and undeservedly. His sinful self was crucified with Christ, buried in the Savior's tomb, and a new man came forth to walk before God. For Saul, a new paradigm. Call it what you will, a new paradigm. Repentance, renewal, as by the power of the Holy Spirit we call Jesus Lord, it's the pattern for our lives. It's the pattern of our lives. And it's the essence of the message that we are called to preach. But before we can truly preach it, each of us has to have it happen to us. That the Holy Spirit leads us to daily repentance by which our sins are crucified with Christ, buried in his grave, and we daily come forth to walk before God in newness of life, in forgiveness and hope, love and trust, all ours in Christ. A new paradigm, but now also the only paradigm. There is no new paradigm beyond the one that our Lord has given us and which the Apostle Paul preached. In that we must stand firm, even though within Christendom, new paradigms of salvation and life are still falsely formulated. God continues to be pleased to reveal his Son to us and to the world. That message, that model of salvation does not change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Only in him we will never thirst. Only in him do we have a spring of water welling up in us to eternal life. Come then to the Holy Sacrament. Proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The death and the sacrifice by which you and I have life in him who is alive. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.